The first thing we have is an intro that is 8 measures long. Here's what it sounds like. Now, you probably noticed it's a repeating pattern once we get into it. So let's take a look at the first couple of measures. We'll start off with this. In left hand, that's the G, 2 below middle C with our second, followed by the C below that. We hit this, and then we'll follow that with the right hand playing A, D, E, G. This is a C6 add 9. So I'm starting with the A below middle C with my first, D above that with my second, E above that with my third, G above that with my fifth. So I have. Then I'm going to play that chord again, and with it, the left hand will play the G under its second, and then the C above that with its first. So we have. That's measure one. Now measure two, we go to an F6 add 9. So of course the left hand will hit an F, 2 below. The chord for the right hand is not that different from what you just had. You had A, D, E, G. All I want to do is move the two middle fingers to the left so that now I have A, C, D, G. And that's my F6 add 9. We'll have this with the left hand going. So what you're hearing there, left hand's playing the F, right hand plays the chord, left hand hits a C above that F, right hand plays the chord, and then we have a D in the left hand by itself. And that's the D below middle C. So the way you want to pull this off is let the left hand's F be hit with the fifth finger, the C with the second, and that way you'll have the first finger ready for that D. Like that. Then for the third measure, the chord just goes up a whole step. So we have B, D, E, A. So it's the same fingering. We just move up to B, D, E, A. So this is a G6 add 9. Left hand will play the G2 below middle C with its fourth. Then we have the chord. Then left hand play the D under your first. Then right hand play your chord again. And then left hand play the C under your second. So from the beginning, slowly we have this. Then all that's left is that we go back to that F6 add 9. So right hand A, C, D, G. Left hand will play the F2 below with our fifth. Hit the chord, then hit the C, left hand. Then right hand plays the chord again. And then we need the G2 below middle C with our second finger as a pickup note to lead us back to a repeat of this section. So this fourth measure, which was based around A, C, D, G, so the F6 add 9 was. And then we go back to measure one again. So we're back to our C6 add 9. So right hand A, D, E, G. Left hand hits the C first. Then we go to the F6 add 9. Then the G6 add 9. Then back to the F6 add 9. And then there's that G again to lead us into section A. Let's take a look at that.